This story is read by Chris Gordon of Schoon Estates. Corporal John Morgan, service number 12731 of the 7th Battalion, the Royal Scots Fusiliers. John Morgan was born on the 12th of December 1890 at Over Jurdie Cottage, Kilspindie, to David and Catherine Morgan. John had two younger sisters, Jane and Anna. His father was an agricultural labourer. By 1901, the family had moved to Lethendy Cottage. Also living with the family was John's uncle, John Catanach, aged 21. John attended Gilton Public School and his father worked on Schoon Estates. When John was 16, he also became a worker on Schoon Estates. He was employed there for 7 years and progressed to being a forester. On the 3rd of September 1914, John, aged 23, signed up for service with the 7th Battalion, the Royal Scots Fusiliers. His parents at the time were living at East Drone, Bridgeverne, Perthshire. The 7th Service Battalion of the Royal Scots Fusiliers was formed at Ayr as part of the 2nd New Army. They moved to Aldershot and amalgamated with the 45th Brigade of the 15th Division and then moved to Bramshot. In February 1915, they were moved to Basingstoke, where they mobilised for action on the Western Front and landed at Boulogne. The battalion saw action in the Battle of Loos. The preliminary bombardment began on the 21st of September 1915 and lasted until the 25th. This offensive was influenced by weather conditions. The British forces needed a westerly wind to ensure the smoke and gas did not overcome their soldiers. The order to use gas was finally given at 5 a.m. By 6:30 a.m., the infantry had moved forward and Crassier, two large spoil heaps which dominated the flat mining area for miles, was quickly taken by the 47th Division. The 15th Division was ordered to circle and take Loos itself. A failed attempt to attack the German second line on the afternoon of the 26th September 1915 had the gallant but inexperienced troops struggling with 8,000 men killed or wounded. John Morgan died on Hill 70 in the Battle of Loos on the 26th of September 1915. He does not appear to have a known grave, however, he is remembered on stone number 47 of the Loos Memorial. There are 1,966 unidentified graves in Loos British Cemetery. Of these, 1,762 are known to be graves of soldiers from the United Kingdom and 204 are graves of soldiers from Canada. Although there is no hard evidence, the Schoon Roll of Honour suggests John married Annie Clark Studdock 3 months before enlisting. They had one child, a girl. Annie died in October 1918. The fate of their child is not known. John was 25 years old. He was awarded the Victory and British War Medals. We will remember them.